Hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm in Cambridge today. I'm at the St. John's Innovation Centre and I've met an incredibly interesting lady and I want to share her thoughts with you. So without any further ado, if you are?
So my name is Jeanette Walker.
And who do you work for?
I'm the director of a new company called letssellit.com. That's C-E-L-L, because we work in the life sciences industry.
Wow, okay. And you've just been working on a new sort of platform, on a new website for helping the life science and industry. Well, what could you tell me about that?
So the web portal, the idea behind it is to provide a one-stop destination for everything to do with the UK biotech and pharmaceutical industry. So instead of having to trek around lots of different websites, you can now find everything ranging from news, events, jobs, drug discovery services, business services, regional profiles. Everything now is just available at the click of a button on this one new website.
So where this stuff's maybe historically been distributed all across the internet, and you've had to sort of like have the wherewithal to go out and find it and collate all this information together, you're actually creating a hub, a community, in fact, of these businesses, bringing them together for the purpose of?
For the purpose of really building a network of like-minded people that are committed to working on the discovery of novel drugs to treat a massive range of diseases, ranging from diabetes through to cancer, cardiovascular disease. And the portal is basically a place that these companies can go to find out information about all the resources they need to run their businesses.
Wow. And are you using social networking elements to help promote that at all?
Well, we're just getting into the whole social networking thing like many people. And we're investigating things like Delicious and Reddit, the blogging, the bookmarking. And we're working with a supplier called Ian McKendrick.
Oh, really?
who's advising us on, you know, how to really max out on all of those things and, you know, drive people to the site and, get the numbers up of people that are coming to see us.
Yeah, I mean, what we've done, I mean, having a look at the website that you've built, I think it's really great. The way that you've got everything together, bringing everything under one platform, like one space, is that you are building a community, you know, but without the use of social networking tools at this stage. But from what we've been talking earlier today, it looks like if we can get some of those social networking elements incorporated into what you're doing, it's just going to put what you've done on steroids, basically.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you've totally persuaded me that that's the way to go ahead. And, I just can't wait now to get into the whole social networking thing and get the whole site socially networked.
Right. So those are the Audio Boo listeners that are listening, still with us now. I think they're going to need to come back to this to the space and a little bit later on and see how this strategy is developing and how it's going to help your organisation bring more people to your site and create a social buzz around who you are and what you do. Very, very interesting. Okay, so where can we find you, Jeanette?
So everything you ever wanted to know about the UK biotech and pharma industry is now available on www.biopharmamarket.com.
And that's with a PH.
Absolutely.
Biopharma with a PH.
Yes.
All right, Jeanette, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time. And Audio Boo, thank you. We'll be back again.